Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This week is Parshas Pinchas, and we are going to continue discussing the halachas of keeping secrets and Isra Gilui Soid. Next week, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will discuss the halachas of the 9 days, and after that, we will take a break for 2 weeks. So for Parshas Devarim, which is Shabbos Chazayin, and the following Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu, we'll take a break, and then Ritz Hashem will continue the following Shabbos after that. So we discussed last week the basic halachas of keeping a secret. We mentioned that this Isser is included within the general Isser of Lashon Hara, but in truth it's its own halacha, which is learned from a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, which derives this halacha from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to repeat anything that Hashem told him without express permission. Hashem had to say, Lamar, go and say it, and otherwise he couldn't repeat it. So this is the source that when someone tells you something in confidence, you can't repeat it unless you're given permission. Now, we discussed whether this halacha only applies when someone takes you into confidence, that you're not allowed to divulge that secret, or does it even apply to information you found out on your own, but you know that the person would prefer that that information should remain a secret? So we mentioned there was a disagreement amongst the Pesachim on this point. Some held that this is included in the Isser of Gilui Soid, this is included in the Isser of telling secrets, and others said that this is not included only when you're taken into confidence, but information you found on your own you are allowed to share. So what we said was that it would seem that according to the letter of the law, it would only actually be considered Gilui Soid if you divulge information which you were entrusted with when you were taken in confidence, and information that you found that on your own, you should technically be permitted to share. But according to the spirit of the halacha, and certainly within the boundaries of Bin Adam Machaveri, that a person should only do what's best for his friend, a person should refrain from spreading other people's secrets. So now the question I'd like to address this week is whether secrets have the same rules as Lashon Hara regarding when there is a heter to tell Lashon Hara. So we know that when it comes to Lashon Hara, if there is a TLS, if it's beneficial for the other person to know certain information, and he's entitled to know that information, you're obligated to bring it to his attention. So what's a classic example? Someone seeking a shidduch, right? You're looking to do a shidduch with a different family. And it turns out that that family has a history of hereditary illnesses. So if you know that fact and someone is investigating doing a shidduch with the family and asks you about them, so that's a piece of information he's entitled to know. So you can tell him. Likewise, someone is investigating a partnership with someone else and he wants to go into business with him, he's entitled to know that the other person has been a convicted felon. So information like that is information which the other person is entitled to know. And there's certainly rules how you share that information and limitations who it can be told to. You can only tell it to people who won't spread it more than necessary, and they won't, you know, abuse it, the information. And even when you tell it to them, you can't tell it to them in a way that's definite and so on and so forth. There's rules how it has to be done. But regardless, if it's information that they're entitled to know, the halacha remains that Lashon Hara L'Tayelus is not only permitted, but rather it's an obligation. It's an obligation for you to tell other people in order that they should be able to protect themselves. So if so, what's the halacha when it comes to divulging secrets? If you were taken into confidence by a friend, and she told you that she has a serious mental health issue, requires medication, or she told you that she has an illness or whatever other piece of information she told you, which is highly private, and she only shared it with you, and then you're approached and asked information about that friend, and they ask you a point-blank question, do you know if she has any illness or any this or any that, but it's something that she took you into confidence about, are you allowed to say it or not? Are you allowed to say that information, even though, according to the laws of Lashon Hara, this would be Tayelus? And you would perhaps be obligated to tell the other person, what is the halacha when it comes to something which you were told in secret? So Rav Nissim Karelitz, he has a sefer called Chutzshani, which he discusses these halachas, among other things. And he quotes a story about a prominent dayan who approached the Chazon Ish, who was Rav Nissim Karelitz's uncle, with a dilemma. This dayan had presided over a divorce case, and during the course of the case, a number of personal facts about the health of the man, the husband, had surfaced. So they got divorced, and now this dayan was approached by a woman who was seeking information about this now single man and was interested in dating him. And the dayan wants to know if he's permitted to share the information which he received under confidence of a din tyre. So the Chazon Ish told him that he's not permitted to share the information. He said that the heter of Te'elas, the heter that we know by Lashon Hara, that you can share information with Te'elas in order to, for a beneficial reason, it doesn't apply to the Isser of divulging secrets. So that being said, the Chazon Ish, though, did advise the dayan to tell the woman that he doesn't advise her to pursue the shidduch. That's what he should tell her. He should give her advice. He should tell her, I don't advise you to pursue the shidduch, but I can't give you any more information, being that that would be breaking confidentiality laws that Bezdin is bound by. This would, of course, apply to a doctor, a psychiatrist, a rav, anybody that, you know, bound by laws of confidentiality. He would then, according to what it seems from the story of the Chazon Ish, you wouldn't be allowed to share that information. So you can just give advice, but you can't actually share the information. So apparently the heter fiel doesn't apply. However, Rabbi Karelis says that it stands to reason that if a great need is present, one would be obligated to divulge the secret. He says, it's pasha that if you were told in confidence about a person's plans to seriously harm, steal, humiliate, kill someone, you obviously would be required to share that information. He says, even if you became aware of the fact of a boy or a girl that's involved in dangerous behavior, taking drugs, other dangerous behavior, which can seriously influence other people in a very negative way, you're required to share that information with the administration of the yeshiva or school that he or she is attending. So what's the rule over here? When yeah and when not. So it's definitely difficult to form a rule, but it seems that the idea is as follows, that if the information is important, and perhaps if they know this information, it'll affect the decision they're about to make, so that would qualify as Te'elas when it comes to Lashon Hara, but that would still violate the Issa of Gilui Sa'id. That wouldn't be allowed under the rules of Gilui Sa'id, even though it's information that's important and will affect whatever decision they're trying to make. But if the person stands to be damaged or affected and physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, they stand to take a loss, so then you're required to save them. Now, obviously, this is hard to draw a line here, and this would require taking counsel with the Pesach, but it's important to know that the halachas of Gilui Sa'id just don't have the same leniency, so to speak, that Lashon Hara has when it comes to Te'elas, and it needs to be considered very seriously and very carefully to know what would not be permitted. There's one other very interesting point that's made by Rabbi Karelis over there, which is, and the Chafetz Chaim really says this as well, that even if the information which you have been taken into confidence about, let's say that information became known, it's still usher for you to share it. For example, let's say your friend told you she's about to become engaged, but please don't tell anybody until it's official. Okay, so you're being really good about it, you're not telling anybody, and then one friend calls you and said, hey, did you hear that she's getting engaged? And another friend calls you and says, hey, did you hear she's getting engaged? And three or four people call you, so you see you got the message that the cat is out of the bag. Everybody knows already. Still, he says, being that you got that information and you were taken into confidence about it and you agreed not to share that information, it's still also for you to share that information with other people. It's a fascinating, fascinating aspect of the halacha of Gilui Sa'id. So in summary, the three points that we so far have covered in Gilui Sa'id is that Gilui Sa'id halachically applies when you're taken into confidence, but you should also keep secret if it's the person would not want people to know, even if you found it out otherwise. Secondly, that the laws of Te'elas, of the heter that applies to Lashon Hara, that you can say something when it'll be beneficial to another person, doesn't apply directly to the halachos of Gilui Sa'id. Even if it's a Te'elas, you cannot divulge that information if you were taken into confidence, unless, of course, you have to save someone else. And lastly, even if the information has already become known, even if everybody has heard already, you still are not allowed to divulge the secret, being that to you it was given over as a secret and you agreed not to divulge that information. Parshas Pinchas is definitely very well known for the beginning of the parasha where Pinchas kills Zimri, which is really the end of last week's parasha, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu praises him. And then we have in this week's parasha that Hashem is miyaches, goes through the lineage of every single one of the Shvatim and testifies to their purity. So towards the end of the parasha is a very interesting piece where Moshe Rabbeinu makes an interesting request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a conversation which is initiated by Moshe Rabbeinu. He asks Hashem something and he makes a request and he says, Hashem, please answer me. And he asks Hashem to appoint the next leader of Klal Yisrael. Now in the question, when he phrases his request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he mentions some of the qualities necessary to be a leader. When Moshe Rabbeinu addresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he refers to him as Elokei Haruchai, the God of spirits, of people's spirits, people's souls. Why does he address Hashem this way, the unique way to refer to Hashem? So Rashi explains that Moshe said, Hashem, you know how everyone thinks. You know that each person's mind is so different from the next one. No one thinks the same way, and every person has his own opinion, own approach, own emotions, and motivations. Appoint a leader who can deal with each person's unique spirit. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's request. So Hashem said, Kach es Yeshua, take Yeshua, ish asher ruach bai. He's a person who has spirit. And Rashi explains that Hashem is replying as Moshe requested. Here is a man who can walk with each person individually. And that apparently was a defining characteristic in leadership. Now, it's interesting because we also know, and this is very famous, that the reason why Yehoshua was chosen was because, Chazal quote a pasuk, Neitzer te'ena yechal piria, someone who watched the fig tree, who guarded the fig tree, should merit to eat its fruit. Yeshua had so faithfully served Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Na'al Yomish Mitecha Oil, he was the servant who didn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, and therefore he was the one who succeeded Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash adds even more, that Yeshua was so dedicated to Moshe Rabbeinu that he was the first one always to come, the last to leave. He was the one who organized the benches in the Beis Medrash. He organized the mat that people sat on. And therefore he should be the successor. Chazal say something even more shocking. There's a Medrash, it's a Yalkut and Mishlei, which says that Klal Yisrael had mocked Yeshua's ability. They mocked his intellect. And yet Yeshua is the one who was zeicha to lead Klal Yisrael because he gave himself over totally to being the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the connection between this aspect of Yeshua, that he was total, dedicated servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, and what the connection to the qualifying quality of his ability to connect with each person individually? This week, I unfortunately had to speak at the levaya of a young man, 27 years old, who passed away after a short illness. He was a very unique individual. Tzvi Rakoff had Asperger's syndrome, which is a part of the spectrum of autism, and it made it very difficult for him to connect to society around him in what we would call a typical fashion. It was difficult for him to learn. It was difficult for him to grasp concepts in learning because his mind didn't work the same way that other people did. Yet Tzvi Rakoff went to yeshiva, finished his Siddur Mishnah, learned in BMG, got married, had a daughter, and then he passed away. Now, his parents definitely put Herculean efforts into raising him, and it's amazing what they did and how they did and how they were successful with him. It's half of a foul. But what Tzvi Rakoff had was determination. He didn't let anything stop him. He tried and he didn't care what people thought. He would or wouldn't be able to do it, would or wouldn't be able to accomplish. He put every effort into it, with or without the abilities. He did not have the abilities that anybody else had. He had, was much less capable. And yet, the amount of work he put into it, the amount of effort, was awesome. Sri Yaakov also possessed another quality. As I heard a Bachar saying while I was by the Shiva, he said that Sri Yaakov was more worried about me getting a Shidduch than I was. He cared. He cared tremendously. And these two things, they go hand in hand. A person who puts the full effort in, who cares so much about learning Torah, that he doesn't allow one shred to get past him. Yeshua did not agree to leave the Beis HaMedrash for a second while anybody was there in fear that he might miss out on a little Torah. He was willing to serve Moshe Rabbeinu as a Mesharis, to clean the benches, to set them up, to organize the mats, in order to be as close and as dedicated to Moshe Rabbeinu as possible, to not overlook the slightest, tiniest bit that he could gain. It's a recognition of self that a person has that type of hisbatlus, he has that type of willingness to recognize that he has so much to gain from others. And he had so much to gain, and there was so little that he considered himself to know, although he was Yeshua. He felt that everything was worth it. Any tiny bit was worth it to totally put himself to it. And a person like that appreciates people. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can understand each person. Hashem is alekei haruchas. A man is not. What can a man do to be a leader? He can value every person. If he has that intense value for every person, that he feels every person has something to offer, every person has something to give me, every person, I can learn something from every person, that is a person who will have the patience. Like Rashi says, he can be soivel each person. He can listen and hear every person out, appreciate them, and thereby be able to lead them. The two things go hand in hand. It takes that humility, that self-recognition, that honesty to know that it's worth it for me to totally wipe myself out just to be able to get a little more learning, a little more tired, a little more from the person that's my Rebbe. Will make everybody his Rebbe. And will appreciate every person and care for every person's opinion, every person's point of view, and give it the utmost respect. And that's a true leader. That's why when Yeshua was chosen, the combination of these two qualities. Have a good night and a good Shabbos.